Your Daily Devo for June 27th, 2020, titled, He Came to Me Too, written by Ken Heer, read by Matthew Teagy. And last of all, he appeared to me also, as to one abnormally born. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 8. The post-resurrection appearances of Jesus certainly proved he was alive. One sighting could have been explained away as a delusion or a post-traumatic hysteria. But he appeared numerous times to numerous groups, including 500 at one time. Beyond proving his resurrection, Jesus had some personal messages he had to deliver to some special people. He also appeared to Peter, who had grievously disappointed himself and denied his Lord. Jesus needed to assure him that his failure was not final. He could be restored. He appeared to James, the brother of Jesus, who had accused his brother of being crazy and had remained skeptical through the whole redemptive event. Jesus needed to tell him that his skeptical nature did not mean his character was cast in concrete. He could be changed. And he appeared to Paul, who had persecuted those who were committed to Christ and had done his best to put an end to the movement. Jesus needed to tell him that his past was not permanent. He could have a new start. These three individuals represent all of us who are unworthy, unbelieving, and unlikely to ever come to Christ. So he came to them, and he comes to us. The trajectory of your life can change dramatically when Jesus intersects your life. Everything you have done can be forgiven. No personality type is beyond the reach of transforming love. Today's action step. Don't give up on someone you consider unlikely to come to Christ.